Board of Adjustment is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I'll be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee members introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, member at large.
Cole Skoline, Detroit Township.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay. We'll approve any corrections or additions to the minutes from last month. Anybody?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. The protocol for this evening is the administrative staff will introduce the application. Applicants or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for all to speak. After the comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. Number one, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. And number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county's official control. All decisions by the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any shall have the right to appeal within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after the meeting. At this time, I would have Vice Chair Craig Dahl read the guidelines of the Minnesota statutes that we must follow in order to support or deny any variance. I'd ask you to please turn off all electronic devices. Thank you. Craig?
Minnesota Statute 394-27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be permitted when they are in harmony with the general purposes and intent of the official control, and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant or the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that the property owner possesses or chooses to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the official control. The right of the landowner is due to circumstances unique to the property not created by the landowner, and the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential characteristic of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar systems. Variances shall be granted for earth-sheltered construction as defined in section 216C.06, subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official control. No variance may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in granting of variances. The condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Yeah, thank you. Didn't have any old business, did we, before us?
No, sir.
Okay. New business. You want to read the first application, Kyle?
Yes. First applicant is Randy and Angela Spokley, requesting a variance to be at 27.4% for lot coverage and to construct their building at 8 feet from the road right away. I did get a message from their representative, and his wife had surgery and he's not able to be here.
Okay.
So he just asked that you guys deliberate on it and they'll accept the outcome.
Okay. So the applicant is not here. All right. Well, we've got the application before you here.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Have we determined that that is a township road?
Yeah.
Is a what?
A township road.
Okay, yeah.
But I believe that the setback is not correct, because Dell and I were out there, and where the township road is and where he had his stake was, it was lot more than 8 feet. I think it was like 16 feet.
I confirmed that location with him. The current building there is like on the right way.
The old garage that's gone now. It was gone when we were there.
Okay, yes.
But the stakes that he had where they were cutting the trees down.
Yep.
Sure. Right. I would say way more than 8 feet.
Way more than 8 feet. I don't know if he makes 20 feet, but he's way more than 8 feet.
Yeah, it was at least 16.
So you're saying 16, 17?
I'd say 16. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I'm on the town board, and I don't have a concern, and no one called me from citizens or the other two.
It's a dead-end road. It's just a trail.
Right.
More than 8 feet.
It could be more than that.
Yeah.
Does the township maintain that road?
Yeah.
Well, if it's 16, 17 feet, that should be a fair distance, isn't it?
Well, even at 8, the green space there, that road is offset considerably to the north or west of the right-of-way. So, and there's not going to be any crazy improvements down there. So,
yep.
Flat road, no ditches, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are all right with the distance you found then?
Yeah.
I mean, I see no impacts.
No. I don't either.
I drove up there. Makes
sense. Okay. All right. Any other discussion on the applicant? Anybody in the crowd care to speak to the issue? Any correspondence?
No, sir.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate on the application.
I'd just say work with the soil and water for water mitigation, right? If you're increasing your impervious, you probably should do something with it.
That'd be a good point with that 27.5 to do that. Why don't we?
It's not outrageous, but ask. Right. So I just work with it.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah, make a motion that's in harmony with the neighborhood, that it meets the intent of the ordinance, and just that we put one stipulation, they work with the soil and water to assure that they do stormwater mitigation for their increased impervious of 7, a little over 7%.
Yep.
7.4%.
Great idea. All right, second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Dale seconds.
I'll have just one comment. You want to stick with the eight?
Sure, go ahead.
You want to stick with the 8 feet, Cole? Or you want
I don't know how, I mean, the applicant asked for the eight? Well, that's true.
I mean, we want to give him a little more, less room, because if you ever do anything there. Well, I see where he's going to put a stake. It's got to be at least.
I was going to say 12 15. Feet? I said 15 when I looked at it, but I didn't have tape measure.
Yeah.
I stepped it off. I'm like, that's got to be 15 feet.
I thought it was a little bit tall, 20 actually, but it's not. We measured it with 16 feet. I got to remember that.
Yep. Yeah, because he went and got his
tape. Yeah,
but you know exactly
that was the original request, though. I don't think he moved it.
Were you saying you want
to? The day before the notices went out, he called, is when I met him, and he wanted to bring the whole project back. So that stake you've seen may have been the original location.
Oh.
And then he decided to move the whole entire project farther back from the lake.
Oh.
That's what.
He didn't say that to us.
No. That's probably the difference.
Yeah.
He was there, but he didn't
say that. Because I confirmed this.
I wasn't there with him or nothing. I went on my own. And
I did confirm.
I just walked it off.
Well,
and
what do you want to? Application then.
You want to put a specific number on the right of way, like 16, 17?
Let's just give him the application.
Yeah. I do. We ain't got.
Township doesn't have any concern.
Township doesn't have any issue.
They don't have concern. I mean, I wouldn't.
Okay.
They're the ones that have to deal with it.
I mean, it's a gold trail.
Right.
You're fine with it then?
Yep. I'll keep it as is.
Okay. Leave it as is.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried.
Before the next applicant, I just want to let the crowd and board know that the third applicant, Rick Van Raden and Sheila Van Raden, have tabled their application for until the November meeting. So if anybody is here to speak in favor or against, you're welcome to stay, but you don't have to. So with that, the next applicant is David and Ellen Salisbury, requesting a variance to construct an attached garage to be located 10 feet from the right-of-way, deviating from the required 20.
Okay. David or Elaine, are you in the house? Yep. Would you want to come forward and have a chair explain your application?
Good
You want to explain what you're proposing to do?
Yeah, we bought that about, this is the eighth year, and there's two sheds. We didn't have any garage. So I think you were out there.
I was out there, yeah.
And we finally found the pins. They were right with the asphalt. They're really tough to find. So we knew where our property was. And then we're going for a variance, asking for a variance of 10 feet. And that would be the start of our garage up to the cabin. And if we do go from the line we painted.
Yep.
And I think it was 10 feet, yeah, it is, that's the variance. The garage would be really small, maybe one stall, I don't know. I just, like I told you, you guys, you're nice enough to come down there and.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just where I'm at.
Well, I think you got a doable application. We talked with the owners about a couple things when we were there. One, he's proposing to be 10 feet from the right-of-way, and if he would move that garage forward toward the lake 10 feet, he would not, he'd have his 20 feet for the road right-of-way. And he could do that with altering the plan and maybe rethinking the breezeway or putting the breezeway over on the side of the property. And we're not in the business of designing property and telling you what to do. So that was just a suggestion that we made in the discussion that we had. I think if he would move that forward, somehow move that forward and get his 20 feet right away, I think that would be a huge benefit to the surrounding properties. And it would still be, a doable application. And we proposed that to him. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said you could compromise with that and put the breezeway on the side of the house or yeah. And that's your call, not ours, but
right.
Yeah. And the other thing, when we were out there, there's a runoff issue on that property. The neighbor to your west is going to get a bunch of water during rains if we don't do something with the water retention. And I think if and when we do give you permission, that would have to be, in my mind, that would have to be a condition of water management. But board have questions of the applicant and what he's proposing?
So what is your position on moving it forward?
Like I told you, I mean, sure, I'd like to have the variance, but there's always ways of, I talked to my contractor. He said if it's a shorter distance in the smaller garage, you just work with it. And I talked to my wife.
Yep, that's very important.
That's important. Yeah. And she was for, you know, it's 8 foot for the breezeway. We could just have that as part of the garage and then enter in on the corner onto the deck.
Okay.
So we could do that. But it'd be a smaller garage.
Yep. So that would work for you to move it forward so you're 20 feet from the road right away.
So you think you have to have a smaller garage in order to do what he's suggesting?
Yeah, because
if I don't think that's what you're asking him to do is not get a smaller garage, are you?
Not really. He's just moving to 8 feet, so then they'd have to have a variance for 2 feet for 18 versus
right.
10.
Right. So that's what I'm going with. Is I mean, right. He keeps saying that he's got to decrease his size. Garage. I don't think he needs to.
No. I know that was. Yeah.
I want to make sure that you know that you don't need to cut your.
That 8 foot would be part of the garage, then not just the breezeway.
Right, when you put your breezeway on the side,
and maybe
you could put your breezeway on the side.
Yeah,
if you choose to. I mean, that's not our
fault. That's going to be cement anyway.
Can we build that garage right up to the
cabin?
The cabin.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Why don't you just attach it? Get rid of the breezeway and just attach it to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, that's what I thought I said.
Where the breezeway.
Yeah, we're not in here. We're not here telling you can't attach anything.
Oh no,
trying to just get you farther from the right of way to reduce issues.
So that would be a workable garage then instead of a breezeway, and we would figure out the contractor to have a door there so you get out of your car, you go right onto the deck. Yeah, that
would work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So then we'd just be changing this in from 10 feet, we'd be changing it basically to 18 feet. So you still need a variance, but you'd only need the variance for 2 feet, unless you want to shrink your garage.
No.
No, we need.
Okay, so then.
Right now, we've got two units we've been renting for almost 3 years, and that isn't cheap. And those two sheds.
Yep.
That is going to be incorporated on the garage too.
Yep, and that would be fine. There's no problem there.
And then we would ask for a variance of 2 feet.
Correct.
Yep.
So that line we put there, we could measure 2 feet towards the cabin?
No.
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 It'd be 2 feet.
Basically, from that right away, you're going to come back 18 feet versus 10 feet is what we're going to basically.
Yep.
It'd be 8 feet from your line.
Yep, 8 feet.
So where that line is painted?
Yep.
We would go towards the road 2 feet?
No.
No. Towards your house. You're going to go towards your house basically from there another 8 feet.
Start building.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had so many lines there, so.
No.
I see lines in my.
Well, you've been thinking about it. It's obvious to, and I think you've got a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just want to help you along and yet keep you off the road right away.
Yeah, so that painted line, if that's, if we get the variance.
Yep.
Eight more feet.
8 more feet.
Okay, you're just basically eliminating the breezeway. You're going to attach the garage right to the cabin and build.
And there's that line we painted, so you come towards the cabin 2 feet.
8 feet.
8 feet.
David.
So your garage,
your
36 feet here is going all the way right to the, so we're going to eliminate this 8 feet.
Yeah.
This is going to go, so this here will be 18 feet from the right of way.
Yep.
That's all we're at.
Just move your building to the house.
That's all you're doing.
We're just moving it right to the.
Yep. No change in building dimension, you're just moving it.
Right.
To the house. I'll retie it into the roof line and whatever.
Contractor will get that figured out.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and I, just so I can tell my, I gotta, that's one thing I've grown up with. I've got to see it. And even when I was teaching, I got to see it. So that line that we showed you, we painted.
Yep.
Instead of 10 feet, that's where the garage starts at what, if you got the variance. So really it's 2 feet.
No,
forget the 2 feet. Just move this garage right to your cabin and start there. You're 36 feet out.
You want to come up and he'll show you here.
Your line is moving 8 feet towards your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're moving the garage towards the house.
What you're going to be agreeing to, I think, is what we're going to say is this line here is going this way 8 feet.
Yep.
This one here is going this way 8 feet. So this 10 feet is now going to be 18. This will be zero.
Okay.
So you still get 36 feet and 18 foot wide, but you're going to be 18 feet from the road right away, and you're not going to have a breezeway.
Right.
You're going to attach it directly.
So where do we start to build?
Where the
Either here or
no, it'd be here. Yeah. The garage, you know, the front of the garage.
Correct. Yep. Just have it measure 36 feet from the edge of the house out.
Yeah. Go 36 feet from the edge of your house out this way.
Okay.
That's where you're at.
Okay.
36.
See, that's what I have.
Better way of staying probably.
That must have been when I was born. I have to see it.
Yep.
All right.
You're good.
Okay. So 36 feet from the cabin. Oh,
yep.
Yep.
Right. That's in front of the
garage. Front of the garage.
All right.
Yep.
You guys can come over and we'll have a refreshment.
He said he's going to come over and give us some refreshments.
Yeah. No, we can't accept it.
Now that, we can't accept a bribe now. No, we can't.
And then we'll know when you guys discuss it, or do we have the.
You're going to know right now.
Here in a couple minutes.
You're going to have about 2 minutes, and you're going to know yay or nay.
I'll start.
All right.
I'll tell the carpenter to, or the.
Not so quick now.
No.
Okay. We got a letter in our packets. Everybody read that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to, whoever makes the motion, include the water retention plan. There is some steepness on the west side of it there that we need to protect the neighbor.
Yeah.
That's my thought. And all right.
What somebody would you do with that then?
Pardon me?
What would you do with that?
I'll take care. We'll help you out with that.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, okay.
See, right now, comes from the road.
Yep.
And it comes across to our neighbor, and it goes over his driveway, and it comes shooting down, and our neighbor, he had a trench built because when they first got their cabin, the water was coming right into the cabin.
Yeah.
So it comes across our driveway into that trench, and everything's good. And I remember Russell was kind of listening. He was doing stuff, and somebody, a neighbor, said, well, just put a pipe through there.
Yep.
And Russell comes over and said, no, it'll ruin his area. I said, no, I'm not doing that.
We told him we would be sure to not.
I would rather, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Cause him trouble.
So you guys would kind of give us ideas?
Yeah, they're not.
Okay.
The only thing I would suggest is that he gutter that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, cause that.
The west wall, because that's all natural coming.
That roof is gonna.
He's not changing the elevation there.
No.
So.
All we're really gonna be asking you to do is put gutters on the garage on that side of your building, putting it down into a French drain system. And there's a lot of different people that can help you with that. But we're gonna make that as part of the stipulation on the agreement.
Okay. So when the water comes down, how are you gonna channel that?
We're basically saying you have to put it, you're gonna put it into the ground. You're not gonna worry about that that's out by the road, because that's already.
That's all natural.
That's natural, that's what it's doing. Only thing we're trying to make sure is that any water that comes off of that roof doesn't really go flying into your neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go, put it into the ground is what we're gonna try to do.
That's what a French drain does.
Okay, is it, everything clear?
Yeah, and then.
Yep.
The water running, you're gonna let that go natural?
Correct.
Well, so, yeah, some of that's gonna happen.
On my property.
It's a down slope, I mean.
He's getting his neighbor's water, they're getting his water, that guy's getting his water.
I mean, if you wanna try and do something with it, that's up to you.
I slow it down, no, I've got some timbers.
The water does run downhill.
And I've got P-rock in there.
Yeah.
And that slows it down.
Okay.
Good.
All right, moving on, any written correspondence other than the packet? Anybody in the audience care to speak to the application? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate the proposal before us.
I think with the compromise, it's gonna be a real good solution, so.
Absolutely.
If there's no opposition, I'm gonna make a motion that we approve, based on the finding of facts that, I feel it is a very reasonable request. The applicant is working with us to, I'll say minimize the impact, and is willing to manage the stormwater. So I feel it's gonna meet the harmony intent of what the ordinance is and will not alter the area and locality. Only stipulation is that they do need to work with either Cormorant Lakes watershed or with soil and water for water retention off of the building on the ground.
And we'll, you guys will work on that.
Yeah, we'll have a place to send you to. Okay, we got a motion.
Second.
Second, who's that, Cole?
No.
Oh, okay, second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all is in favor of motion, raise your right hand. Opposed, same, that's, congratulations.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, moving on to number four.
Paul and Julie Stengel requesting a variance to construct an addition to be located 23 feet from the top of a bluff deviating from the required 30.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Your application's pretty straightforward, 23 feet from the bluff.
Yes, it was Tyler and Tyler and I measured it, that's what we come up.
Can you speak into the?
Yeah, Tyler and I measured and we came up to 23 feet from the bluff.
Yep.
Just like to put a simple 10-foot addition on, we got six grandkids in-laws and you got a 700-foot square cabin, it's gonna be to be now.
All right, questions of the applicant?
There's so many things wrong with that lot now, doesn't really matter much anymore. A lot of concrete out there. Lot of stuff, you got that little cabin right on the bluff and then that thing in the lower end down there. But I mean, the application you're asking for is reasonable.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what we inherited.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. I
mean, yeah,
it's faults of everybody before us. And.
Yeah.
It's a unique piece, it's a unique property to say the least, yes.
It is.
Thank you.
They're not asking for anything else.
No. Any other questions of the applicant?
No.
Any correspondence?
No, sir.
None? Anybody from the audience care to comment on the application? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and we'll debate the 23 feet.
Reasonable request.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve based on the fact that it's within harmony of the controlling statute and that it has no effect on the neighborhood.
I'll second it.
Second? Cool. All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried. Congrats.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next applicant, Rise Anderson, requesting a variance to move an existing cabin back from 35 feet to 43 feet from the OHW and construct an addition at 48 feet from the OHW.
Good evening. Okay, you want to briefly explain your plan?
What we would like to do would be to we have basically two little buildings, and we would like to attach the two little buildings, take the original cabin back 8.5 feet out of the impact zone, and add on what?
14.
Yeah, 14 by 18.
Okay.
So equal square footage. I think the variance we did ask for would be to be 8 feet from the property line on the very corner.
Okay. So you're proposing to be 48 feet back then from the shoreline?
From the OHW.
Yeah.
No,
it's 43 feet.
Yeah. 40, 35 right now.
Yeah.
He's currently at 35.
Yes. Oh, 243 feet. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Excuse me.
So we move back. We can't really go back much further because there's a septic mound in the back. I'm going to run into problems there. So 8 foot kind of works. And we're requesting permission to move the old cabin back. It's on. It needs new footings.
Yeah.
It needs to be set up, fixed, and then basically build a small 18 by 14 addition to connect the two.
Taking the old building out of there then, is that?
No, sir. This is the hook on with the tractor and pull it back.
No, I mean the smaller building.
What's that?
The smaller.
There's a little storage shed, is that what you're talking about? There's a garage,
mm-hmm.
And there's a cabin.
Okay, you're going to keep the garage there and add
Yeah, that's all they're getting added impervious.
You're adding on to the front of that.
Yep.
Right, so it is changing.
Yeah.
It wasn't changing.
But it's an improvement by 8 feet.
That's what I was going to say.
Still an insurance impact going,
but it is, but
still an improvement.
I thought it was a really nice trade.
You go out there with a taxpayer's tape, it'd be 50 feet.
Pardon?
We got a tape measure that's missing 2 feet. And I call
Okay. We maybe this is more than 2 feet. I don't know. All right. Any other questions of the applicant? We're pretty clear what he is intending on doing.
That's pretty clear.
Any questions? Hearing none. Any correspondence written?
No, sir.
No. Anybody from the audience care to speak? Hearing none, we'll close testimony. Okay.
It's an improvement, and they're not even close on the impervious. We could be asking for a lot more.
Yeah.
Right. And up in that area, how many are in that same neck of the woods?
I mean, you couldn't get it out of the impact zone. I mean, it would be impossible.
It's too close to the road.
Right, it'd be on the road. So
right.
We're just asking to use what they really got.
Right. So. And it's, again, to me, a very, very reasonable request, what they're asking for.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve that it's in harmony with the neighborhood. They're all kind of got the same setback issues, making an improvement to the setback. And so motion to approve as is.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, Dale, second.
Mr. Chair. just include in that variance that the south property line is 8 feet.
Kim, you all right with that?
So, yeah, so I'll amend the motion to include the 8-foot setback from the south property line.
Okay. You all right with that, Dale?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Congrats. Start in the morning.
Get that tractor running first.
Yeah. You got to pull it back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next applicant, Bradley and Joanna Callahan, requesting a variance to construct a deck to an existing non-conforming dwelling to be located 36 feet and 2 inches from the OHW, deviating from the setback average requirement of 57.
Hi, yeah. Okay. I'm Joanna Callahan. My husband couldn't be here tonight.
Okay.
This is my landscape architect, also my sister, who helped design the plan for us. And we're asking for this variance, mostly to allow my husband to have access outside. He has a mobility disorder, which has not allowed him to use steps at all. Yeah, really is not able to use steps. So this is really an accessible deck that we're asking him to be built, and it's a platform. It's 12 inches off the ground. It doesn't have any vertical elements at all. It's really to facilitate Joanna and her family, her grandchildren, and her husband to get out into the back of the cottage.
All right. I've got a question. You're wanting to be 36 feet 2 inches from the ordinary high water mark, and you've got 420 square feet of deck, which is a large deck.
Yeah.
It's a very large deck. Why can't you move back to 37 and a half feet? Either redesign it or move it back, or you redesign it however you want to get back 37 and a half feet.
We could do that. So, I mean, you saw that we put some green space between the deck and, the cottage. We can get rid of that. Move it back. We're just trying to
Move it up a little bit. So you would be all right moving the deck back?
So the question I would ask is the drawing says 37.4, but the request shows 36.2.
Yeah.
So that's where I was confused. I mean, your drawing shows exactly what Roger is asking for.
Yeah.
The drawing that you have in the packet.
Yeah.
So I modified that when I had a clean copy of the survey.
Yeah.
So.
And we didn't have a tape that day, so we didn't measure.
So the 36.2 is actually accurate.
That's accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I looked at, Joanna got me a clean copy of the survey. I could actually see a little bit better how much distance it was. So
you're all right with a request to move it back to 37 and a half feet?
Yeah.
And whatever design you use to make that happen, that would be acceptable. Okay.
How you can put the green area in front of the deck instead of behind
that.
It.
There
you go.
Okay, so 37 and a half feet.
And, well, we haven't made a motion.
But
we're just seeing if you're able to compromise that.
So you're suggesting that's measured at the middle?
Pardon?
Is that's measured in the middle?
Whatever the closest is to the lake.
Yep.
Okay.
You have your structure.
Okay.
So I would think it'd be your right side of the deck, the right point, right? It's got to be the closest.
I think.
Yeah, because the lake. Yeah,
the shoreline comes back, and then your deck goes
up. Yep.
Okay.
No, this deck there.
Capiche?
Yep. One more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the side deck already there?
No.
No.
I wanted to connect those two spaces. There's a porch off the kitchen, so that would just be a way to connect those spaces.
Right, so your husband can go around and go in and out on those. That's why I see it kind of almost like a little path.
Yeah.
You're going to call it that or whatever.
Right. Like.
So what will be that distance to the property line from the deck?
I don't
have. Oh, the side setback.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the required setback?
10% or 10 feet.
Honestly, though, I mean, I could probably consider it a walkway, and I wouldn't probably make something like that be the setback, because that area looks pretty narrow. How wide?
It's very narrow. I mean, you have the scale on here. I mean, I'm guessing. What is it?
Less. We allow walkways up to 4 feet, and it's less than that, right?
So it's.
Oh, the width of the walkway itself
is
3.5.
Yeah, I would.
To facilitate a
walkway. I would just exempt that.
No setback then on that?
They're not going to be hanging all there.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not putting chairs on 3.5 feet and
Yeah.
Get arrested.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
So you're just not talking the deck, it's a walkway there.
I'd call it that.
Considering the side deck is a walkway now.
Yeah.
not a deck. That makes sense to me.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions?
Is that corner, that right corner then, what do you think that this is going to be? Is that going to
that's got to be the 37 and a half feet.
I wonder what's that's going to do to the piece of the deck. I wonder if you could put an angle on it.
Or it can be short, and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
You see what Larry's saying, you can almost kind of go toward the 37 and a half and just cut it back at an angle a little bit. It might be a little more complexity for the carpenter, but get the most of your deck. What you're saying.
On the left side.
Right, he's saying get the most out of your deck. By not shrinking at all, you know, kind of skew it. So it rolls kind of on one side and shrinks on the other, but yet, you know.
You're getting some square footage.
Right, you're getting square footage.
Yeah.
As long as you keep the deck at 37 and a half.
Okay. Any other questions? Any correspondence other than?
One.
One?
And it was neutral.
Okay.
Neighbor, neutral, no. Not in favor, not against.
Okay. Anybody from the audience care to speak? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate the application and make a motion, yay or nay.
I think your compromise is well within.
Good point.
That's me. I mean, they're compromising, right?
Yep.
Staying at 37 and a half.
You making a motion?
Get out of the shore impact.
They can just work with that, right?
Right.
They're not asking for impervious.
Just stay out of the shore impact zone.
So, yep, stay out of the impact zone is our goal. So.
Go ahead.
Make a motion that's in harmony with the neighborhood. The compromise was exactly what we try to do here as the board, and so.
Approve at 37.5.
Yep, I was going to say, so the deck can be no closer than 37 and a half feet across the property. So however they decide to design the deck, they can do that. And side setback is not a requirement because it's considered a walkway.
Yep. Yep.
Second.
Craig, seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, opposed? Carried. Good luck. Number seven is a scratch.
Seven's a scratch. So we'll move to eight. Clarence and Alice Barker requesting a variance to construct a detached structure to be located 50 feet, deviating from the required 100 from the ordinary high water mark.
Yep. Good evening. Welcome.
Yeah. So we're just wanting to build a shed, a garage.
Yep.
To store stuff. We've got a parking lot right there right now, and we've got stuff all the open, and we're just.
We saw your stakes there. They were meant to go a little bit further to the end of the rock.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I probably didn't do a very good job staking.
No. It was very fine. It was just
an idea. But
okay.
But yeah, we would have. You know, we're just asking for the variance to, the 50 feet.
Yep. Get it well staked out. Pretty simple what he's proposing to do.
Already impervious surface, so it doesn't affect anything.
There's no.
Guys have nice and fly.
Yeah, you got plenty of lot. Any questions of the applicant? Hearing none. Any correspondence, Mr. Barber?
No, sir.
Nope. Doesn't look like anybody has a comment. Close testimony and deliberate. Get her done.
Reasonable request.
That's reasonable, yeah. It seems like he's got a big enough lot. You put it elsewhere. You wouldn't even need the variance.
Well,
but
there's no room there the way the lot is laid out.
Yeah,
really
kind of
I thought so. The same thing.
That's what I was looking at. If you put it here, it makes sense. But then it's closer to the lake. Right. You know, or here, it's closer to the lake.
And this is not doable there.
Right. That's not doable. So it's weird.
County road, so you got a bigger right away.
Right. And I know we don't want to encroach on the right away with the county because, I mean, if they're kicking all snow, and they're going to be flying on that road.
Yeah.
That snow is going 50 feet easy. Winging
around
when they're giving her.
They're in our year.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Based on the fact that it's within the harmony of the comprehensive plan and the ordinance, and then no negative effect from surrounding property.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You want to put some gutters on the hillside there to keep the water out of the lake?
Reasonable. We plan on doing that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Why don't you want to add
that?
Add that
gutter.
Yeah.
Control the water.
Control the water. Yeah. All right. Motion.
Second.
Second, Craig. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Congrats.
Thank you. The last applicant, M&amp;M Prime Properties, requesting a variance for an existing structure to be located 5 feet from a proposed right-of-way, deviating from the required 20.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mike Johnson.
Okay.
Matt Johnson.
Partner Matt Johnson.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, what it is there's an existing structure there, a barn.
The barn?
Yeah, and to make a long story short, I'll tell you kind of how it happened. Because we had plans to build a road, and then Lloyd Felt asked me to come out there one day, and said, he's like, you know, we can just move that road a little bit, or we can paint down this big, nice tree, right? And I, you know, be a neighbor, and I just said, well, we can just move that road a little bit, right? And then in doing so, obviously, then the barn got closer to the road than it probably should have been. So, you know, in looking at that, we were just, you know, trying to get a variance for that so that structure could stay rather than, you know, we want to kind of improve that building if possible because the prior owner obviously stuck money into a metal roof and stuff like that, but it'd be worth fixing up, but, you know, we're just here to see if we could get that variance.
So the road is constructed, is your goal is to turn it to the township? Or is it a private road?
It's a private road at present, yes.
Is it built at county specs or?
It'll be dedicated to the public, and Ottoman Township will make the decision if they choose to accept it or not. If they choose not to, then these guys will be responsible for that maintenance until, because you're planning to put lots in there, and then at some point people purchase them and then.
Well, we're planning to build ourselves, actually.
Are you gonna lease them or sell them?
That's our intent.
Okay, well then you'd be responsible for that maintenance, right?
But obviously plans can change too in that part.
Right.
But our intention is to build buildings ourselves once.
You're planning on the future putting the buildings on the permit?
Yes.
And I would say there was one more benefit to moving that road to the north as there's an existing residence there and that gets that road farther from an occupied building towards an unoccupied building. And I'm guessing not much. I mean, I understand there's value there of that building, but it's probably not going to turn into like, you know, Zorba's or something where you're
no,
right.
No,
it's probably storage.
Storage.
No dance hall?
No dance hall.
Oh.
We're
not looking for
any bar dances.
It's a nice barn. Okay. You've heard the applicant.
Once they dedicated, is that part of the plat? You have to dedicate the road?
Yeah, it's the discussion we've had in the past that the ordinance doesn't allow for you to create a subdivision with a private road. But it essentially, if the township doesn't take it over, that's essentially what it is, then, right? Because it can go to pot. And that's,
it hasn't always been like that, has it?
I don't know. Just in my tenure, yes, but.
Oh, it shouldn't be.
No, I mean, if you want.
If somebody wants to have a private road, it should be a private road.
Right.
Yeah,
if they allow subdivision without not having a.
Township's not forced to take.
I don't think the township would be anxious to take it over, would they?
Well, they're here.
Yeah.
They'll probably speak.
Well, and during deliberation, I talked, because we had the planning and zoning meeting, if you remember this application, because we went, a few years ago, and then the county board kicked it out because that shouldn't be commercial, which whatever, that's not, and now we got through as commercial. But remember what the city of Ottoman came and spoke to. They actually want to annex that through some sort of
pole annexation.
Like flagpole annexation, and you lay the flagpole out, and if you can reach the next land, I don't know, the guy was wild, but that's what they want to do. They want to annex the property in the Ottoman. Mm. Is what we were told from the mayor. He supported it being commercial and he wants to annex it. The infrastructure seems to be.
So is it commercial now?
It is now.
Yes.
Because it came back to the planning after a few years.
I believe it was a 3-2 vote and we need a 4/5 majority, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, Highway 10 corridor was not commercial and parts of the county board member.
But he supported it.
Huh? I know he did. Oh, I know he did, but
it's a commercial corridor.
Right.
Exactly.
So if the Ottoman did annex it, then what would it be?
It would be a city street.
Yeah.
And what would the setback be in the city?
I don't know.
No clue.
But I think
it wouldn't be 20 feet. Well, I guess I can't say that.
Well, We could speculate all
night. Right, but I mean, I just want to have that discussion. I thought it was interesting, you know, or it may not be a township issue, maybe a city issue.
Yeah.
Here or there. We're here to deliberate this right now.
To be determined later.
Yep.
Yep, okay. I didn't mean to cut off any discussion. That wasn't my point, but yeah. All right. Any other questions of the applicant? None?
There's two of them.
Yeah, I'd want to see it from the township.
Okay.
Oh, so I'll tell you guys. Luke Leggett, Ogden Township. We were out and looked at this, and it is very close if it were to be a township road. Now, like you guys have discussed, it's not mandatory for Ogden to take it over. It's, I've talked to Mike, what we talked half hour the other night. It's not their intent to, so we aren't going to stand in the way of it, but we'd like to know where it stands when it comes to us taking it over versus not. So we just want to make sure everyone's aware. The current board would not look at this as a township road. We'd like to see it dedicated as a private road, but it can't be done. It can't be done. So,
yeah, it can't be, but you have no obligation to take it.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's, you know, prior to it, there's going to be multiple options here for Mike and Matt. If one of them, I suggested, okay, you can look at it as leaving the road where it is, maintaining it. You can look at moving it later to get their approval. But because you're on the agenda and the road is in its place, might as well proceed with tonight, but be cautioned that there's some questions or...
Like I said, we don't want to stop in the way of the development, but it just is not going to fit Ogden Township's criteria, but we're not in the way of it.
Just so it's known up front.
Correct.
That's really what's important.
Yeah, very much. At least they have good communication.
They come back and say...
Half the time, there's no communication between the two parties, so at least there's communication.
No, we've done... Like I said,
there's an understanding, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
And it's much like Walmart. Walmart, everybody thinks it's a city street, and Walmart plows right from the subway. I mean, that's all Walmart. That's a private drive. You don't even know. You think it's
You're saying, Luke, that the township has no interest in improving it or changing the roadway if they adapted it. Is that what you're saying?
We would want it improved before the township would take it on.
Right. Yeah. He's saying, I'm not going to take it at 5 feet.
Yeah.
We're not going to take it at 5 feet, no.
Right. Don't blame him. So, does that have any effect on your thinking then with the variance? Or, I mean, that's what you guys got to decide. Because you're going to have a battle with the town.
They got options either way.
Right, yeah. you got options.
I think they'd like to leave it then. If it becomes an issue down the road, then
we have to,
they don't like maintaining it, then maybe they'll consider
deal with it as it comes. Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. Anything else, Luke?
Nope. Buzz is done. Nope.
Yep. Thank you. Okie dokie. You've heard the township speak. You've had your questions answered. No correspondence. Close testimony and deliberate.
As long as they know what they have going on.
Yeah. It sounds like they got everything dotted.
Yeah.
Nice dotted, T's crossed, and move ahead.
Yeah. Good.
Make a motion to approve based on finding the facts that, we've known this has been coming. I think it's going to fit within the harmony intent of the ordinance. It is a commercial area. Just the owners need to know that you'll be responsible for maintaining the road because the township is not on board with taking it over.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Bill, second? Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else, Kyle, that you got?
No, sir.
Okay, adopting. Nikki? Good.
Waiting for that motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
You will.
I'll make
You're
the motion
through.
To adjourn.
You're coming through. Good. Meeting adjourned.
Somebody's got a second.
I seconded it.
Oh, you did.
Oh.